Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Public schools have long struggled to reflect the students they serve. From teachers to principals, staff have been disproportionately white, trailing behind the growing racial and ethnic diversity of school populations. In the past year, there's been growing attention to the number of Black teachers and administrators leaving education, which includes the city of Sacramento. The most recent and public resignation came this spring as Dr. Elise Verscher stepped down as vice principal of West Campus High, citing racist treatment that had gone on for years. Verscher has since filed a lawsuit against the Sacramento City Unified School District. But advocates in the community say this resignation is far from an isolated incident and reveals the historic challenges African-American educators continue to face in schools. Cap Radio race and equity reporter Sarah Mises-Tan joins us with a better understanding of these challenges. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Vicki.
You began your reporting after the resignation of Dr. Verscher, the former vice principal of West Campus High School in Sacramento, and her letter to the district is incredibly painful to read. I mean, she says that she endured experiences of racial and sexual harassment over the past 3 years leading to her resignation. What can you tell us about Dr. Verscher? Were you able to connect with her?
So unfortunately, her letter to the district is all we've been able to hear from her. I have spoken with the NAACP, which has been in contact with her, and they confirm that the content of Verscher's letter is true. But because she has filed a lawsuit against the district, she isn't able to comment further at this point. But that said, I have also heard from other Black administrators who have worked in the district that said they weren't surprised that this happened at West Campus. And some mentioned that this has actually just been part of an ongoing culture problem there that actually predated Verscher.
How has Sacramento City Unified responded to these allegations?
So the district has hired an independent attorney, a civil rights lawyer named Mark Harris, to investigate the case at West Campus. They did this about 6 months ago. The district holds that they responded appropriately to the reports of racist graffiti at West Campus. Mark Harris has done a full investigation and has completed that investigation at West Campus and has said that they were never able to find the perpetrators, and they have forwarded that case over to the Sacramento Police Department. But, you know, that's about all we've been able to get from the district. They did say that they did find that the racist graffiti was in fact directed at Dr. Elise Verscher, but that is as far as they're going to comment.
But according to Dr. Verscher's letter of resignation, I mean, she also shared other experiences in her time as assistant principal. It even took a toll on her mental health, correct?
Yeah. I think that's what made Dr. Verscher's case just so notable. Even for the NAACP, was that she really does get into the very long-lasting impact that these racist incidents had on her. She mentions attempting suicide because she felt so targeted and disturbed by how she was being treated. And I think her letter just really is tragic because it just shows how she struggled with these issues alone for such a long time.
Yeah. And of course, during the course of your reporting, you also learned that this wasn't an isolated incident. And there were other administrators of color in Sacramento, in the area, not only in Sac City Unified, who felt the same way. What did you learn from them?
Yes. After speaking with Betty Williams of the Sacramento NAACP, she mentioned that Verscher's case wasn't the only one she's dealing with right now. Williams said she's got three other cases which also involve African-American school administrators who are all women who are facing difficulties due to racism on the job.
To be quite honest, we have three cases in the NAACP of African-American women, all vice principals. If they haven't resigned, they're out on mental health leave or medical leave because of the way they're treated, the harassment, the racism within the school districts.
In the end, I wasn't able to speak with any of these cases directly. As Williams said, all the situations are pretty delicate right now. But she believed that this trend was due to school districts not supporting African-American women enough in leadership roles.
And we're talking specifically about African-American educators. And there's been a lot of research recently devoted to why some are walking away from their jobs, from isolation, microaggressions, lack of support. And that's just naming a few. But when honing in further, does gender or even sexual orientation play a role as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So Williams noted that she felt it was really important to say that all the cases involving behavior due to racism and targeting that her organization is dealing with, they're all African-American women, not African-American men.
I don't have any cases of Black men on my books right now in NAACP, but I do with Black women. And so it appears to be a problem. Not appears, it is a problem. We changed that. It is a problem with them addressing the needs of Black women in the school district, period.
And it's not only the NAACP, but you also spoke with the Black Parallel School Board. That's a community organization which works with Sac City Unified to support educational growth and achievement of Black students. What have they experienced?
The Black Parallel School Board has said they were not surprised by Virtue's departure and have said that Black school administrators of all genders have faced extreme barriers when it comes to success in local school districts here. I spoke with Daryl White, who before becoming the chairperson of the Black Parallel School Board, spent 30 years as a school administrator in Stockton and then in Sacramento. He said that during his time as principal at Luther Burbank, he also faced pushback on his authority from white teaching staff.
As African Americans, we're wondering how our staffs are going to treat us. And we come in with the realization that if we don't get the right white employees on our side, we're going to have hell from the first day going forward.
And he also mentioned that he heard from the previous vice principal at West Campus, who was also an African-American woman, that she alleges that she was actually pushed out by the district and forced to quit. But her case was a much quieter one.
I mean, it's easy to push on African-American people. It's the odd man out, so to speak. It's when you're frustrated, when you're mad, you speak out. And it's easier to do so, especially in a post-Donald Trump era.
So from what we're hearing, these are longstanding challenges. What did you learn when you examined this issue beyond Sacramento?
Similar to what Daryl White suspected, when I spoke with national educational leadership expert Linda Tillman, she said across the country, African-American school administrators are experiencing career barriers due to outright racism.
In the current climate of these pushbacks against the whole issue of Black Lives Matter, any principle that promotes that is likely to be attacked.
Well, given that historically there's a lack of representation when it comes to school staff and educators, when it comes to serving the students in their community, is Tillman already seeing an impact that this is having on the number of African Americans choosing to go into school administration or even become teachers?
Absolutely. She adds that she thinks that this is definitely part of a reason why she's currently seeing fewer young African-American teachers actually wanting to move into school administration positions or get a degree in educational leadership because of the field's reputation. She says right now, because of how charged the political climate is when it comes to things like, you know, parents alleging that critical race theory is being taught in schools, like she mentioned, the idea of Black Lives Matter, she feels that the political climate is so charged that certain white parents, especially if they're angry at how a school is being run, are just going to end up pointing fingers at Black administrators if something isn't going right and accusing them of supporting certain curriculum motives, I guess, even if the principal is not necessarily doing that. Here she is.
Far fewer Black people, especially Black women, are going into public school K-12 teaching. On the administrative side, there's never been a time when there has been 10% of all principals are Black. And so Black people may be very reluctant to pursue careers in education, period, because of racism.
Well, Sarah, before we let you go, I'm curious, as you look back on your reporting, what stood out to you the most and what will you be looking at as you continue to follow and report on this issue?
I think the issue that I'll continue to follow is just the increasing number of incidents of racism that have been being reported within the public schools around Sacramento as of late. It does seem like there's really an increasing trend towards these just outward acts of racism where, you know, it's not subtle. Students are graffitiing racist words on walls, things like that. And I think we are seeing the impact of those very bold actions on the staff of color. Just a little over a month ago, there was racist graffiti written inside an Elk Grove school. And I haven't been able to hear from any folks there if they feel there's a reason for this rise in this outward racist behavior. But it is clear that it's a trend and that districts will absolutely have to figure out how to take a firm stance to stop this rise. I think it's also just maybe a small thing that I am curious about following is just hearing how existing white staff at these schools are thinking about supporting these their Black colleagues, essentially, because I know a lot of folks have mentioned that there is a white principal at West Campus. There are white staff that do support these Black school administrators. And I am curious if school districts are going to end up doing training, things like that, so that we don't just see people being silent bystanders.
Yeah, there's a lot of important threads to this. Thank you so much, Sarah, for sharing your reporting.
Of course. Thanks, Vicky, for having me.
And that is CAP Radio race and equity reporter Sarah Mises-Tan. Up next, following a second deadly mass shooting in 3 months, we'll learn how downtown Sacramento is navigating safety and the challenges of staying afloat after a debilitating pandemic. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.